This is Warriors Way Podcast, episode 33, and I'm James Eek. Why are training and enlightenment differentiated since the truth is universal? Why study the means of attaining it since the supreme teaching is free? Since truth is seen to be clearly apart from that which is unclean, why cling to a means of cleansing it? Since truth is not separate from training, training is unnecessary. The separation will be as that between heaven and earth, if even the slightest gap exists. For when the opposites arise, the Buddha mind is lost. However much you may be proud of your understanding, however much you may be enlightened, whatever your attainment of wisdom and supernatural power, your finding of the way to mind illumination, your power to touch heaven and enter into enlightenment, when the opposites arise, you have almost lost the way to salvation. Although the Buddha had great wisdom at birth, he sat in training for 6 years. Although Bodhidharma transmitted the Buddha mind, we still hear the echoes of his 9 years facing a wall. The ancestors were very diligent, and there's no reason why we people of the present day cannot understand. All you have to do is cease from erudition, withdraw within, and reflect upon yourself. Should you be able to cast off mind and body naturally, the Buddha mind will immediately manifest itself. If you want to find it quickly, you must start at once. You should meditate in a quiet room. Eat and drink moderately. Cut all ties, give up everything, think of neither good nor evil, consider neither right nor wrong. Control mind function, will, consciousness, memory, perception, and understanding. You must not strive thus to become Buddha. Cling to neither sitting nor lying down. When meditating, do not wear tight clothing. Rest the left hand in the palm of the right hand with the thumbs lightly touching. Sit upright, leaning to neither to the left nor right, backwards nor forwards. The ears must be in line with the shoulders and the nose in line with the navel. And the tongue must be held lightly against the back of the top teeth, with the lips and teeth closed. Keep the eyes open. Breathe in quickly. Settle the body comfortably. Breathe out sharply. Sway the body left and right, then sit steadily, neither trying to think nor trying not to think, just sitting. No deliberate thought. This is the important aspect of serene reflection meditation. This type of meditation is not something that is done in stages. It is simply the lawful gateway to carefree peace. To train and enlighten ourselves is to become thoroughly wise. The koan appears naturally in daily life. If you become thus utterly free, you will be the water wherein the dragon dwells, or as the mountain whereon the tiger roams. Understand clearly that the truth appears naturally, and then your mind will be free from doubts and vacillation. When you wish to arise from meditation, sway the body gently from side to side and arise quietly. The body must make no violent movement. I myself have seen the ability to die while sitting and standing, which transcends both peasant and sage, and it is obtained through the power of serene reflection meditation. It is no more possible to understand natural activity with the judgmental mind than it is possible to understand the signs of enlightenment. Nor is it possible to understand training and enlightenment by supernatural means. Such understanding is beyond the realm of speech and vision, and such truth is beyond personal opinions. Do not discuss the wise and the ignorant. There is only one thing: to train hard. For this is true enlightenment. Training and enlightenment are naturally undefiled. To live in this way is the same as to live an ordinary daily life. The Buddha seal has been preserved by both the Buddhas in the present world and by those in the world of the Indian and Chinese ancestors. They are thus always spreading the truth. All activity is permeated with pure meditation. The means of training are thousandfold, but pure meditation must be done. it is futile to travel to other dusty countries, forsaking your own seat. If your first step is false, you will immediately stumble. You are in possession of the vital attributes of a human being. Do not waste time with this and that. You can possess the authority of Buddha. Of what use is it to merely enjoy this fleeting world? This body is as transient as dew on grass. Life passes as swiftly as a flash of lightning. Quickly the body passes away, and in a moment, life is gone. Sincere trainees, do not doubt the true dragon. Do not spend so much time in rubbing only a part of the elephant. Look inwards and advance directly along the road that leads to the mind. Respect those who have reached the goal of goallessness. Become one with the wisdom of the Buddhas. Transmit the wisdom of the ancestors. If you do these things for some time, you will become as Heron described, and then the treasure house will open naturally, and you will enjoy it fully. So this is from something called the Fuken Zazengi, or the Rules for Meditation. And it was written by the great Zen master Dogen, who lived around 1200 to 1253 in Japan. When it comes to this thing called Zen, there are a few things that have been written that you could argue are of more importance than the Fuken Zazengi. It gives a simple-to-follow prescription for meditation, and the best part of it is that it gives information that you need to start the practice, but also points the way to a more advanced level of training as well. The Western Zen master, Jiyu Kennett, who should probably be a podcast in the future, she wrote quite a bit about Dogen's teachings. And in fact, the translation we just went over is credited to her from her Zen temple, which is still located down in the area around Mount Shasta in California. And her commentary on the rules for meditation break down Dogen's work in an even more vital way. Both of which, by the way, you need to add to your must-read list. She breaks down the rules for meditation with five key takeaways that we need to keep in mind. The first is to keep your eyes open. The second, be alert and aware of your mind. Be cautious that you don't become attached to anything going on in your mind. The third, proper effort is always required. Doesn't matter how you train, just do it. And laziness must be guarded against at all times. The fourth is do not worry about your thoughts. Don't push them, don't pull them, watch them, and don't be concerned by any of them. And the fifth, take a few deep breaths, but then let breathing become natural. In Dogen's work, there is such incredible information that really provides a lifetime of learning. And I can tell you, I've been studying this thing for over 25 years now, and I still get so much information from it. What I have come to understand is that his rules for meditation aren't just about meditation. Let's face it. If you meditate, what you will start to realize is that everything is meditation anyways. No, this is a Zen master's advice on how to live, on how to think, on how to react, and how to train. I really love his thoughts on that. The truth is beyond personal opinions. This is one of the reasons that if you come to my academy, you'll probably never hear me making comments in my school about other systems, about other schools, about other teachers. I also don't give much personal advice, to be honest. The advice I do give is more general, like train and keep training, but I'm not going to tell you that you should do A or you should do B. We all have to figure out what is best for us. Sometimes, what you need to do is, to be honest, do thing A or thing B and realize that that was probably the wrong thing to do. That, man, I really screwed up in doing that. And then we learn from it. If all we ever do is do what's the thing that makes everybody else happy, that's not going to give us anything in this life. Another quote that's awesome is, "Do not discuss the wise and the ignorant. There is only one thing, to train hard, for this is true enlightenment." Did you get that? To train hard, for this is true enlightenment. Training is enlightenment itself. It's the work, it's the process, it's the effort. It's also the goal. And a lot of people forget this, or they're never taught it to start off with, or they just spin their wheels and don't realize it. They go off, as Dogen says, on trips to dusty countries, forsaking where they are and what they have. You think you'll find something better or something more is there, and you forget the amazing thing that you have right here. And as Dogen says, if your first step is false, you will immediately stumble. You might not even realize you're stumbling as you're stumbling. You'll believe your own lies. You'll forget what a miracle you have. You'll forget what you've already got. That in all the world, you have found this place, these people, this teacher, this person. And you let it go because you believe you don't need it. Or you need more, or you need something better, or you need something. What you need is to appreciate the miracle of what you have against all odds. To see with clear eyes what the people, the things, the training that you have. Unfortunately, in the world we live in right now, people don't think this way. They want what they want right now. Right now. They don't understand that things take work. They don't understand that things take patience, that things take commitment. Instead, we live in a time where everyone and everything is disposable. Training should teach us the opposite of that. That the people you love matter. That the school you're a part of matters. That your teachers matter. That your training matters. This is important. For some of us, this is a hard lesson. We treat everything like it is somehow outside of us, that it's disposable. We throw away things and we throw away people like they're all something separate from us. But the reality is that the way we treat others, the way we treat things, that's usually the way that we treat ourselves. Truly. If your first step is false, you will immediately stumble. And once we start stumbling, it is easy to keep going until we realize that we have to get ourselves back up and get back on track. It's easy to be in these dusty countries and think that life is good here. But it's his concern, and the reality is that idea that the grass is greener, it is not reality. And if you've ever been somewhere and then you come home and suddenly you're back to the grind of your real life, you realize that that thing that you thought that you had It's just a little bit of an illusion. It was a lie that you believed. We have to get ourselves back up and get back on track. We have to realize that everything is our training. If we need to get stronger, we do push-ups every day. Training is in everything we do, from the way we treat people to the way we treat ourselves, others. I teach my kids' classes the most important thing in their training is respect and to be a good friend. When we train ourselves to be good friends, it changes how we look at others. We help people, we don't put them down. We keep people who matter to us close to us and make sure they're okay. We realize that what we accomplish in this life will be in no small part thanks to the people we keep close to us. Or we can go it alone. We can live in our lie. We can believe that our training will somehow take care of itself, and we can believe that the people who care about us don't matter as much as we do, and we can treat our school or our training or whatever like it is something that will always be there, whether we have stepped foot on the mats in days, weeks, or months. Training is crucial, and everything is training. How we treat everything and everyone around us is our training. How many people have you discarded lately like they don't matter? How many people have you been rude to or dismissed? How much exercise have you done today? How are you supporting your school other than paying your fees? What more could you be doing? How could you be doing it better? As is the Zen master Jiu Kennett said, keep your eyes open. And you keep them open for a reason. You keep them open so you don't believe in the illusions and the delusions that we create for ourselves. Seek truth. Be a good friend. Train hard. Okay. So the question of the day. What do you think is the most important thing to do off the mats? Well, I think it's important to make sure you drink water and to eat as healthy as you can and to be kind to yourself. So going back to that, we're all made mostly of water, and without it, you're not going to last very long. So make sure you hydrate. Probably about 3 liters a day. And with that, I'd probably add that you want to hit delete on all that pop and soda. It's likely the worst thing for you, and it doesn't matter if it's diet or not. Drink water, like as your primary thing. Eating healthy doesn't mean you never have a chocolate bar, but it means to make sure you are being smart when it comes to food. Cheese and crackers, that's not a meal. We need fruit, we need vegetables, we need nuts, and all the other awesome stuff that our bodies were made to eat. I myself have been a vegetarian for as long as I can remember, and you'll see that I'm a fairly fit dude, but you don't need to be vegetarian, though it works for me. Just think about what you eat. Be kind to yourself means to understand what you need. You need to train. You need to smile. You need to laugh. You need to think and research. You need to chill out. You need to talk to people. You need more love, not less of it. So there you go. At least that's my advice, which I say I never give, says the guy with the podcast. Anyhow, do read some of the works by Dogen. And like I said, I think we'll do a podcast in the future on the Zen master, Jiu Kennett, because she was an amazing lady who did a lot of incredible things in bringing Zen to the West. And an amazing female Zen master. So there you go. And I think we'll tie it up there. So if you're liking our Warrior's Way podcast, do me a favor, please, because you're listening to this thing for free. So all I'm asking you to do is go on your Apple podcast and give it a 5-star review. Write a few words about this thing's pretty cool or whatever. I don't know. You figure out the words and give it some stars. The other thing, join our Facebook page. You can find that. Just put it in a search. I'm doing my small little bit by bit in building up our website. We have a reading list on there, and I'll try to keep that up to date. If you're enjoying all of this stuff and what my view on training is, I've written a couple books on similar stuff. The first one's named after the podcast. It's called Warrior's Way. Second book is A Wolf in the Woods, and it kind of grows on what I wrote in Warrior's Way, but came about after I had a run-in in the woods with a wolf and actually had to scrap with a thing, if you can imagine, and how it kind of changed my view on what is important in your training. And there you go. So if you could do those few things, think of it as your homework. It'll take you a couple of seconds, and it would help out. The other thing is to let other people know about this podcast. That matters a lot. If you are getting anything out of it, I'm sure that there would be other people that would get something out of it. And let me know if you're enjoying it. Believe it or not, that matters. Knowing that people are listening matters to me. Seeing a few reviews pop up matters to me. And you know what? In this life, if we get a few little things that put a smile on our face every so often, that's a pretty good thing. So with that said, get on the mats and train. But live your life like it's training. Treat people better. If there are people that matter to you, let them know. Don't push them away. Let them know. Because you know what? Who knows how long you have with anybody? Make sure that those people that matter to you are treated in the way that they should be. Those people that matter to you know that they matter. You don't treat them the other way. So with that said, take care of yourself. Train hard. Have fun. And like I say to the kids, be a good friend. Thanks a lot.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.